In Sweden, it's bicycle or cycling. It's not really same like football. I am Badreddin Weiss, 27 years old, from Syria, and I born in Aleppo, and I am cyclist for road race. I have one brother old than me, and he was cyclist. And when I was young, I looked to him how he go to the trainings and what he told about the training, and how nice to ride and to travel and to meet people from everywhere. And it's I think it's cycling. It's very hard sport, but you can enjoy it a lot. You can travel, you can see him, and yeah, it's amazing. But also, when you win, it's not easy. And they are a lot of people. They do cycling from everywhere, and I think we will see at Sunday. It's to be very, very hard for everyone, for professional rider. And yeah.
You're listening to Kilometer Zero by This Cycling Podcast at the 2018 World Championships in Innsbruck. Sie haben gerade gehört Kilometer Zero vom This Cycling Podcast im Jahr 2018 von den Weltmeisterschaften in Innsbruck.
Badreddin Weiss is the one-man Syrian elite cycling team. A lone representative of his war-torn country at the recent World Championships in Innsbruck, Badreddin is one of 5 million refugees to have fled Syria since civil war broke out 7 years ago. His home city of Aleppo has become synonymous with the bloodshed, largely destroyed in the years of fighting. But for Badreddin, it was simply the place where he grew up and learned to ride a bike.
I started when I was 14 years ago. I started with some famous club in Aleppo, and then I went to big teams, same like, I mean, big team in Syria. They have good support for cycling, and then I was with the national team in some races, same like world champion, junior, and Arabic championship. When I was 19 years old, I was looking to do some Olympic games and to be with some profi team and focus to be a professional rider in the future. But after 2 years, the situation a little bit difficult because the war started 2011, and then everything, it's complicated, and it was hard to do trainings and to go to university, and it was hard time for everybody who lived in Syria. So I stopped it about 2 years ago. And then when I come to Switzerland, it was just same like therapy to do some sport again, to forget it what's happened before about the war and what's all happened in Syria and actually in Aleppo. And then last year I went to Bergen, and in Bergen I was looking, it's amazing to be in the saddle to ride races, and maybe I can listen to my dream. Maybe you can go to Olympic summer game in Tokyo 2020.
Only 17 athletes have represented Syria at the two Summer Olympic Games since the war broke out. An estimated 500,000 people have been killed in the fighting in that time.
Aleppo, it's amazing. It's a big city, about 6 million people, and it's really industry city. And it was really nice to, I mean, I am born there. It was for me everything. But we don't know some day to be really hard for us. And Aleppo, I mean, it's for weather and for geography and for cyclists also, it's, I mean, it's good. Same like South Spain, we have warm, we have a little bit cold, and it's fantastic. I mean, I'm sure for cyclists, our sport, it's very, very good. But in the end, it was very complicated to stay there. And Aleppo, it was very, very dangerous. It was a lot of attack, and we was really afraid what's happened. And until now, we don't know what's happened. And it's hard. I mean, what it's in Syrian, it's same like World War III or something, because I am personally, I don't understand what's happened there, because I see from everywhere, from European country or American or Gulf country, they share this war, and we pay just for the text what's happened there. It's hard.
For 4 years, the Battle of Aleppo was fought between the Syrian opposition, supported by France, Britain and the US, among others, and Bashar al-Assad's government, with the support of Hezbollah, Iran and Russia.
We cannot stop it until now. It's very bad, and I don't know until time to stop and to be normal peace, and we can maybe in few time, or I don't know if we can back to home. And my family, everybody, he live in different place. I have two brothers, they live in Turkey, and my mother, she move every 1 year, sometimes in Aleppo, sometimes in Turkey, because she's old woman, and she looking every day, okay, now it's better, now I can go to my home. But every day, I don't know, we cannot save the situation, and it's very, very hard. And I understand also for old people, same like my mother, it's very, very complicated. And I can say sport, same like therapy for me, because I forget it what's happened before. And I'm sure yesterday a lot of people, oh, some cyclists from Syria, unbelievable. But I mean, Syrian, it's same like all the people, we have also cyclists or football or whatever, and we can also do same like another country. And I hope, and I will do my best to be an all world champion, and to say all the people, we are here, we are just normal people, and what's happened in Syria, it's not what we want, it's just politics. And I hate politics, because until 8 years ago, I don't understand why we have this war in Syria. So it's hard. Yeah, you know, I can remember when the war beginning, it was very with media and all the stuff with media. They speak now the war beginning in Syria now, and I live it there, and I know what's happened before. It was not true, and then after 2 years, it's everything open, and it's same like really bad dream. Everything gets broken, and everybody he come to Syria, and he shared the war, and I don't understand. And it's funny when I do some race in Europe, and the people know some cyclists from Syria. How can do that? Because we see in TV or radio, just Syrian attack. Yeah, but maybe I am a little bit lucky. I live in Syria, and I work hard to be saving my life and to do and listen to my dream. But I had a lot of people, they did. They was also young, same like me, in university or in same club. And I was a little bit sick what's happened, because I cannot believe it. Just suddenly 1-2 years, it's too much to my head, and it was very, very hard. And I think for everyone in Sweden, you have somebody is dead in the war, and it's very, very hard for everyone from Sweden. I can't see.
Have you lost friends? Have you lost family in the war?
Yeah, I lost my father in 2015, and also many friends. And when I see pictures or some pictures, it's sad, but life sometimes it's hard, and you have to do, and you have to work, and you wake up and you move. If I stop it and cry every day, I will never stand up, but I have to do same like homework. And yeah, I see also sport or cycling, actually they helped me, same like therapy for my head and for me, and now a little bit better. So yeah, if now when I tell you, maybe you can see, oh, it's not so hard, but if you see what's happened before, it's very, very bad, and I don't know how I am here. Yeah, I was in 2014 in Damascus when I was studying in capital city, and when I start the years and the war in Aleppo in 2014, it was the road from Damascus to Aleppo closed, and I cannot travel, and my family, it was very dangerous to stay more in Aleppo, and my family, she went to Turkey, and I was in Damascus, and then it was also for me too much, because I cannot understand, because I mean 1 year, it's everything difficult and everything it's broken. And when I remember, it's in my head, oh, how was it in Aleppo? I can just remember, yeah, it was amazing and nice place or something. But when I see pictures, I cannot believe it, because I don't know how can do that. I don't know why. I don't know why how the people can do that in same like history city or country. From the beginning, I don't need to leave Syria, and then after 1 month, I was very how can I say? I was very, very suddenly and slowly in Damascus, and then it was also in Damascus heart, and I lost my home, and then I moved to Lebanon, and then after Lebanon to Turkey, and then I was with my family, and my mother, she was told me, here in Turkey is also not really safe for you, because you are young, you have to be in military, and I hope to go a little bit far away from here, because it's really dangerous to stay here. And then I moved to Greece, and I have some friends there, and I also continue a little bit cycling just for fun. And then in Greece was also in 2014 not really to live and to do something for young people. It's just for holiday Greece. And then I have one contact from good friend for me in Switzerland, and he told me, yeah, you can come to Switzerland, and then we will see. And then was my plan just to go to the north, where really safe is, and then I moved to Switzerland, and then when I arrived, I was very, very tired because my way, it was very, very long. And then I spoke to my friend, until here it's enough, I cannot to do anymore, it's really enough, and I think here in Switzerland it's okay, and I will try here to do something. It was my plan to do this.
The Syrian civil war continues, although the Battle of Aleppo came to an end in late 2016. The city is said to be largely still in ruins, and for now, Bedreddin plans to stay in Europe to follow his cycling dream.
Yesterday, I learned what I lose for my future or for my goals, and now I am looking for good teams, same like Bro Conti, and I have to do a lot of international race until to game summer 2020 in Tokyo. So I have to see right now with my coach, but I mean, I cannot say, yeah, I will professional rider next year, but we will see. I will try. I work 40% in big bike shop. I ride for one Swiss team. They helped me a lot, and I win some races in Switzerland, and I training also with some professional rider in Switzerland, and I have a lot of nice people in Switzerland from my team and from my coach, and I mean, I'm not really alone. Yeah, I hope that, but I don't know which time, but I hope in due time. So, and I hope also in future for Aleppo to have world champion. It's to be also nice, same like Innsbruck or Bergen. So I hope that, sure.
You've been listening to Kilometer Zero by This Cycling Podcast at the 2019 World Championship in Innsbruck. Sie haben gerade eben gehört, Kilometer Zero vom This Cycling Podcast von den Weltmeisterschaften in Innsbruck im Jahr 2018.